You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880. The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Light for Your Life. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
Have you had an abortion? Has your girlfriend, your wife, your daughter, or someone in your family had an abortion? Hear how Marcy answers the question.
Yes, I've had an abortion. For years, I sat in silence, carrying my grief and the burden of the wrong I had done and the wrongs that were done to me. Then one day, despondent and on the verge of suicide, I went to my pastor. He spoke to me the same gospel message he had preached to me repeatedly, Sunday after Sunday. God in Christ had forgiven me. Knowing the enormous extent of his love and forgiveness, and believing finally that his love and forgiveness are for me, my whole attitude toward myself and others has changed.
Marcy's a happy person. Her words are a testimony to what God's forgiveness did for her, and they suggest what His forgiveness can do for every person involved in abortion. If you are hurting because you had an abortion, or you conspired in an abortion, God wants to put the pain and guilt of that death behind you. He wants to move you from the darkness of death into the light of life. As Jesus said, "I am the light that has come into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not live in the dark." John chapter 12, verse 46. My message is titled, For Life. Life in Christ has been preached and taught so much that we are tempted to think it's a cliche and irrelevant to real life. For a moment, let's think through death and life, question by question. First question, why do we die? Answer, whether it appears through natural causes or through violence or through accident, death is ultimately the result of sin. It is a result of our inborn desire to do things our way instead of God's way. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, 1 Corinthians 15. Although medicine has made progress, you know that we can't stave off death forever. And about sin, all the churches we build and all our preaching and our religious works cannot eliminate sin. Oh, wretched man that I am, St. Paul cried out. The picture could not be any darker. Second question, again, quoting St. Paul, who will deliver me from this body of death? Answer, only the one who gave life in the first place. Only your Creator. Only the one who has also now become your Redeemer. Only God. God's answer is at the cross. There His Son Jesus suffered the just anger of God against all that we have done wrong. When Jesus said, "It is finished," and died, He had paid in full for all your sins, for all my sins. Third question, do we understand how far that word "all" reaches? Through the years, we Christians have been programmed to say, as a matter of fact, that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Then, paradoxically, we torture ourselves with certain sins from our own individual past. It might have been an abortion, or complicity in an abortion. It might have been theft, or infidelity, or slander, or whatever. You fill in your details. What sin from your past keeps you awake at night? What sin does your conscience keep turning over and over and over and over again? What is it that you'd like to go back and do it over, but this time you would do it right? This makes you a prisoner of the past. It puts you in a dark tomb of sin and guilt and shame. When you're turning all this over in your mind, along comes God and turns you to the cross of Christ. There, at the cross, That sin that is keeping you a prisoner to the past was forgiven. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." Psalm 103 says, "Praise the Lord, my soul. He is the one who forgives all your sins." To repeat the third question, do you understand that the word "all" includes the sin that most troubles you? Fourth question. Now that sin has been forgiven, doesn't it follow that death must yield to life? The answer is yes. That's why Christ is no longer imprisoned in the darkness of the tomb. Since He successfully paid the price for sin once and for all, death lost its power over Christ. So God raised Him from the dead and gave Him unending life. Jesus says, "I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive forever. I have the keys of death and hell." This conqueror over death extends life to you, to me, to all. "I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." John chapter 10. Diana Moses Botkin has painted this more poignantly than I can say it. Thanks to an organization called Lutherans for Life, her painting has been reproduced and is available to you free of charge. All you have to do is call us, and you'll get a 5x7 copy of this painting. A woman. Although it could be a man. It might well be you or me. A woman cowers in fear, sitting on the floor in what appears to be a dark cave, maybe even an ancient tomb. There is only one opening that brings light into the darkness, an opening in the shape of a cross. Through that opening, in the midst of the light streaming into the darkness, you see the hand of Jesus reaching out to the fearful woman. She turns only her head toward the light. Her body is turned away from the light, facing the darkness in fear, not yet coming to the light, not yet coming to the hand that can help her. St. Paul wrote Timothy, "Before the world began, God planned that Christ Jesus would show us God's kindness. Now, with the coming of our Savior, Christ Jesus, He has revealed it. Christ has destroyed death. And through the good news, He has brought eternal life into full view." What Paul told Timothy is true for you also. Whether you've had an abortion or not, I think you'll find our little paper reproduction of this painting very helpful to your spiritual life. I really do encourage you to give us a call at 1-800-876-9880. As I said, the woman in the painting has turned her head, but she has not yet come to the light of the cross. Jesus says, "I am the light that has come into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not live in the dark." The word of forgiveness needs to be met with faith. St. John laments at the beginning of his gospel that the real light, which shines on everyone, was coming into the world. He went to his own people, and his own people didn't accept him. The book of Hebrews has a similar complaint. "We have heard the same good news that your ancestors heard, but the message didn't help those who heard it in the past because they didn't believe." Our past sin and our present guilt and shame conspire to keep us without faith, entombed in the dark. Against all that, the Spirit of God struggles mightily to give faith and draw us into the light. Faith can be a struggle, and the story of John Cosgrove demonstrates that struggle. John was raised in a family that went to church, but it didn't sink in with John. Remember, the word has to be met with faith. John has written his story, and he writes, "At 15 I discovered booze, at 16 I gave up religion, and at 17 I discovered sexual intercourse and drugs." John was dating Angela. When he found out that Angela was pregnant, he thought, we knew this might happen, right? We want to spend our lives together, right? And this is our child, right? So let's just get married, okay? Not okay with Angela. Angela thought, we love each other, but forever? And we want to go to college, right? And we've got other things we want to do, right? And it's my body anyway, so what I say goes, right? So let's just abort it, okay? And that's what they did. They went to a nearby abortion clinic, and John paid half of the $300 charge to, quote, get rid of the baby. That was in 1974. And John didn't say a word about the abortion until 2 years later. First he told a friend at a party, and then 6 months later he told Ruth, the woman whom he eventually married. John's a real-life example of someone in darkness, a prisoner of his past sin. His use of liquor and drugs drove the guilt and shame deeper and deeper into his soul. John, as I said, married Ruth, and she became a Christian. John couldn't talk to Ruth about the problem, as he says, my tendency is to keep my feelings bottled up. That only made things worse. John wanted out of the marriage, but he came to see that he was going deeper into his isolation. Finally, John confessed. I put aside my selfish, macho indignation and told Ruth what I was really feeling, that I was reacting badly to myriad influences, that the only effective method I'd ever learned for handling trouble was to run. John and Ruth decided to make a go of the marriage. He started to attend Bible study with Ruth. Bible study was threatening to John. He says, I was afraid that if I did learn anything from God's Word, I would be all too cognizant of His laws that I was flagrantly breaking. I would then be forced to realize my culpability, thereby making myself feel all the more guilty. What I was truly unaware of was the hope of redemption that lay in those same pages. I learned that maybe my life didn't have to be the miserable affair it had become. Yes, I was accountable for my sins, but I learned I didn't have to suffer for eternity because of them. Through Bible study in church, through counseling and Christian conversation, God gave John faith in the forgiveness and hope for the future that Jesus Christ brings. The power of the darkness is great, but the gospel of Christ is greater. The light shines in the dark, and the dark has never extinguished it. Yes, faith is a struggle. But understand what the struggle is and what it is not. It is not to earn forgiveness. Christ did that for you at the cross. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. The struggle is to put the shame and guilt we feel behind us. Whereas the declaration of your forgiveness takes effect immediately when you believe, it does take time to deal with the guilt and shame that you may feel because of the sin. But oh, how great it will be for you as the God of hope draws you more and more into freedom from sins of the past. Yes, the God of hope wants to bring you more and more into the light of His life. A woman named Jenna tells it this way.
For me, it was a new beginning. For years after my abortion, I hardened myself. Nothing or no one was ever going to get in my way again. Then one day I remembered the word of God I had learned as a child. I came to know and believe that God loved me in spite of who I am and what I had done. His son's death on the cross has given me forgiveness. Now my past is truly behind me, and I am happier than I had ever been before.
God has brought Jenna out of the dark, just as He has done with John and Marcy, the people whose stories you heard earlier. That's the way God wants it for all people. John chapter 12, verse 47, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world. So, if some sin is keeping you in the dark tomb of the past, the Spirit of God and of Christ is reaching out to bring you into the light of life. If you've had an abortion, or if you've been involved in an abortion, isn't it high time to let the Spirit bring you out of the dark tomb of the past and by the good news of Christ bring you into the light and life of a better future? Give us a call. We are For Life. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, in your light we see the light. Draw us more and more by your Spirit and Word to the comfort and hope of Jesus Christ. Bring your healing to everyone who lives in darkness because of past sins. As you have declared to us your forgiveness for all our sins, fill us with your sure and certain hope for the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.